Friends, Shu Allegra here, hopping on here to talk about kindness. Yes, today is World Kindness Day, if I can say that twice in a row, right? and I thought I'll just take a little dab, if you want, of why the world has become less kind. At least we can all agree that there's less kindness going around these days. And maybe well, since the pandemic, maybe we've seen a little more kindness. People may have been a little more gentle, if you want, and mindful of others, but I still think that overall our world has become less kind. Now it seems like it's taken us to a place where we no longer value kindness as a trait, you know. In fact, I'll maybe venture to say that kindness has been replaced with self-importance and wanting to stay impersonal. And the question is why, you know, why has the world become less kind? So it is that it's not that we don't really care for others anymore, care about others, or is it? You know, do we believe that kindness makes us weak, or is there a lack of kindness from just like from some global change? I don't know, right? So let's explore this a little bit together. I think that kindness has become less and less important in our daily lives for several reasons, and here are just a few. One is that we are always in a hurry. We live in this microwavable society where everything is fast-paced. Life has become so fast-paced and filled with appointments and places to be that we no longer have time to even just simply listen to someone, right? To take a pause. If you think about it, even when the cashier at the checkout the store will ask you, like, how are you doing today? They are not ready to hear, you know, about your day. It's just kind of a routine question you need to ask. And it's like, and we've been so accustomed to say, you know, fine, thanks, and you know, and yours. And it's not really, right, how it should be. Yes, I'm not saying that we should have this deep conversation with everybody at the store, but my point is we're always in a hurry. We are constantly in a hurry that we don't have time for kindness. We don't have time to pause and pay attention to others, or even, you know, or to be even intentional about, you know, being kind and creating space, you know, holding space for others. The second one is also technology. Yes, technology is a blessing in so many ways. If we did not have technology, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this for you, right? And with you, if you want. So technology allows us to connect, but it also has taken the place of human face-to-face, especially now that with social distancing and all the things that, you know, we have had to put in place in order to stay well. I think that technology also took away kind of the voice-to-voice interaction of the past. Like, we no longer need to pick up the phone or meet face-to-face to talk with someone, even before COVID, mind you. So I'm talking about things before COVID even. Now we spend time texting or posting, you know, getting involved in other people's drama on social media that we don't even know about. It's like so impersonal, so yet so dramatic, right? And it's like we play these mindless games on our cell phones and tablets and computers, even our watches, right? So technology has allowed us to say it's okay to be late all the time or to be alone all the time, you know. It's, and there's a time and place for all of that, but after all, I think that we got into the habit of simply texting if I'm running late, just text, hey, I'm running late, that'll be okay, right? And it's like, I'm running late, I'll let you know. But also I feel like before we had all access to all of these, we'll be more intentional about being there because one, the connection was that important. You know, meeting with that person was that important because maybe, you know, it was where they didn't have as many options, if you want, you know, to connect outside of the face-to-face. And we value that face-to-face time a little more. We used to value it a little more, you know. And then also I think of texting too. It takes away kind of courtesy of saying thank you, you know, nice to meet you, right? And but please, how can I help you? Like all those little things that, you know, that are part of being kind have been kind of, you know, taking the back burner when we use technology. You know, I'll just abbreviate THX. Is that even how you text things, right? And that's it. It's like short and sweet, but yet we miss that connection per se, right? So we no longer smile at each other when we see people. I just noticed, yes, again, before COVID even, it's even harder now with when we're all wearing, you know, masks on our faces to, you know, to prevent the spread of the virus. It's like, we can't see people's smiles, right? We no longer sympathize or help someone who's having a rough day. I had this very real experience and sad at the same time where my car stopped. This was maybe a year, a year and a half ago, my car stopped working. Literally, my car broke down the side of the road, a busy road. And cars like literally were passing by me. Like I can't even count how many cars passed in the maybe 30 minutes that I was there. But the sad thing is, of all those cars, I think only one stopped to ask me if I needed anything. People will go around, they'll blow the horn, they'll even slow down enough to watch to see, you know, what in the world I was doing standing there. But nobody stopped to even ask what I needed, ask if I need any help. Nothing. One person. If I'm to guess how many cars passed there, I'm gonna say at least 30 within the half hour, but only one stopped. Because again, we're in a hurry and nobody has time for that, but also we don't even have time to, you know, slow down and just have those conversation. And sometimes even once, you know, you'll see someone post on social media that, you know, they have a rough day or this and that happened, people will comment on there. I hope you're okay. I hope you're fine. I hope things get better. Where's the connection in that? Yes, it kind of helps in a little bit in the moment, but wouldn't it be better if somebody kind of step away from that, you know, that whole general post per se and reached out and even calling. Like, I'm not saying technology is bad, but I'm just saying the more we use technology, the more impersonal we have become. Yes. And now there's apps for everything, right? There's, you know, you want to have a relationship, use this app. You want to order your dinner, use this app. The apps are taking away, again, that connection that we create, that can be created when we actually connect with people. We actually are intentional about having those meaningful conversation. Right. And the next one here, I think one of the reasons, like we have become as human beings, so self-centered and greedy. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. So many people are focused on their own lives. And you even hear that sometimes when, you know, I'm meeting with people, you know, in session with us, a consultation for any matter for, you know, anything for that matter. It could be goes from, you know, mental health, you know, challenges to someone just trying to organize their life and, you know, connect with people or something related to work. I can't tell you how many times I hear this. Like, everybody's so busy. People have their own lives. You know, and it's like, which is it true? It's a fact, but I think that's also what's keeping us from being kind to one another. You know, it's like, and because people have been so consumed with their own lives that we sometimes will go out of our way, go ahead and just do whatever is necessary to beat the other guy, you know, per se. And that was, you know, literally, but it's like, there's no consideration for what people's feeling. We'll post what we want to post quickly, right? Because again, it's all about me, myself, and I, right? So people are more interested in taking care of their own self before they reach out and extend some time of kindness to others. And there's a balance for that. You heard me speak or followed what I do. You know that I'm all about being intentional about self-care, that you cannot serve from an empty vessel. I get all of that. But there's a second part to it. I want to be well and fill my cup and be, you know, full, if you want, so that I have enough energy and resources and time to connect with others and be there for others. So it's now just about me, myself, and I. It's like, how can I be better version of myself so that I can then be a blessing to others? The other thing that I think that's got in the way is just our environment. You know, to think about it, I think like our environment causes us to withdraw from one another. You know, like people who live in crowded cities among strangers, you know, make you likely, you're high, like, you know, it was like nature tendency to be generous and kind. I think like when back in the days, you know what I'm trying to say, like back in the days, right? And I am originally not from, you know, the US. Yes, I was in the US when I was younger and then went back to Africa and then came back here in my 20s. But I think in general, it's like in the old days, you know, people had, the houses were just built in the way where people, you know, fences were low, where you knew your neighbors around you, right? You got up, you know, sit high when you're hanging clothes outside or whether it's, you know, having, you know, sitting on your porch. It just like, or structures, if you want, were just set in the way that it encouraged communication, encouraged connecting with others. But now it's like, you know, this, you know, we even have a fence. Even when we don't have a fence, it's like people live in, you know, big city, for example. It's like you're in and out your own apartment. You never know who lives in the apartment next door to you, right? And you can live in a place, for example, and never spoken to anybody on your on your street for, you know, for how many years you've lived there, because we all kind of live in our own silos. And I think also connects to being busy, because we're always busy. People go to work, come home. It's like, I don't have time, energy to deal with anybody else. I just, you know, stay, keep to myself. But I think all of that, I've kind of contributed to, you know, human being as not being so kind, right? Because we don't have, you know, the structures, if you want, that, you know, they encourage that collaboration, encourages that connection with others. You know, and then also in our environments, we've been thinking about, like, you know, crime and murders and kidnapping, like all the bad things we hear on the news also creates this fear. Then we're afraid of everybody and anyone, you know, still seeing everyone as a threat. And then because of that, again, you know, we stay to ourselves. I'm not going to get involved because who knows if I'm going to be the next victim, right? So all of that are not helping us. And the last thing I want to touch on here, it's our upbringing. You know, and things have changed again 30 years ago. I know I sound like, you know, I'm that old, but I'm 36, soon to be 37. And I just feel like, and I know, and you probably know this as well, that things have changed. And although I've lived here in the US, lived in Africa, and kind of visited, you know, a few of our countries, I hear stories no matter where people say, oh, when I was younger, when I was raising my kids, I could let them go to the neighbor's house. I didn't have to worry. They played outside all day, right? It was just like different in the way we did things. You know, we believed in helping each other. You know, the neighbors looked out for each other. People weren't afraid to help the poor, or the needy, or the, you know, the neighbor next door, or the stranger on the street. You know, people and children were taught to respect others and to be trustworthy and honest. Today, people are more afraid to show their kindness, you know, like, oh, it's going to be seen as weakness. I'm going to be taken advantage of, you know, this fear that we'll always be attacked for whatever we say or do. And then because of that, we don't want to appear vulnerable and to get hurt. So, you know, we protect ourselves, our actions, and then we become so self-absorbed and we stay away from others. So then the chances or the opportunities to practice kindness become slim. Right. So that's just a few things, I think, the few reasons that the world has become less kind. I'll just recap here. It's that we're in a hurry. Technology is good, but not always helpful when we want to have those meaningful conversation at time or meaningful connections. That we're self-centered and sometimes a little bit greedy. Our environment, you know, is not always structured in a way that promotes unity, if you want, and connection, but also upbringing has changed. So kindness has taken a back seat to all of those things. Instead of showing kindness, we're afraid to be seen as a nice guy because we might be taken advantage of. May I encourage you today, not just today, but start today and do it moving forward. Just do some random act of kindness because the world needs it. And there's so many benefits to being kind. Not just for others, but for yourself as well. And I'll tap on that later. But go out there and be kind. And I'll leave you with this quote from Kobe Smulders. I hope I'm saying the name right. It's kindness is something that I feel is leaving us a little bit. People are getting more self-involved. So if kindness is leaving us because people are getting more self-involved, maybe we have to get more other involved in order to bring kindness in our towns, in our countries, in our communities, in this world. All right, my friend, happy World Kindness Day.